This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
While Hurricane Fiona escalates to a Cat 4, there is the possibility of a monster hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico. Yikes. And the big news of the day, the Fed making some history with a huge rate hike. This is three in a row. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney on the road, broadcasting from Dallas, Texas, my old stomping grounds. Hope that you're well and safe wherever you are listening to this show. So let's talk about the rate. It's an aggressive move. We knew it was happening. It's exactly what we thought it would be. Again, 3/4 point rate hike. So that's three in a row. Immediately when the Federal Reserve announced it, of course, the markets went down. Some of those gains came back up. But this is 75 basis point hike. Again, 3/4. What an aggressive move, thinking that this crazy white-hot inflation that is crushing our economy is going to be cured by this. Boy, I sure hope so. So this is something we just didn't even think was going to happen, I don't believe, in the beginning. Even though, if you listen to what Jerome Powell said, it seemed as though we were going to constantly see this upping and upping and upping and upping. So Wednesday's decision marks the Fed's toughest move, period, toughest policy move anyway, since the 80s. To fight inflation. And so, look, there's going to be problems for a lot of you out there. If you've got credit cards and they're up, 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 or wherever they are, you're going to pay more. I guarantee that that number is going to go up, what you pay, that APR. Cars, same thing. It's going to be more to borrow money to get a car. And, of course, homes. We know that already. We knew that that was going to be the thing that was going to be hit the hardest. So this is actually the fifth time this year that the rate has gone up. And listen, what Jerome Powell said, he talked about this in August at the Central Bankers Forum in Wyoming. He said, we have to keep it up until the job is done. So they're not stopping with this. He said, while higher interest rates, slower growth and soft labor market conditions will bring down inflation, they're going to bring some pain. Now we keep hearing the pain word. We're going to bring some pain to households and businesses, and it's the unfortunate cost of reducing inflation. But a failure to restore price stability would mean far greater pain. So the idea is we got to crush inflation no matter what the cost. You're going to feel the pain. You're going to look at it in those three areas that I mentioned, and there may be others too. So, you know, inflation projections grew. And we've seen that. We've talked about this a lot. And as you look at this, I think you just have to sit down and you think about what your family budget is. So if you look higher prices, it means you and I, because we're the consumers, we're spending about $460, almost $500 in some cases more a month on groceries than we were this time last year. And when you have a bigger family, that can certainly hit hard. That's why, and we just had somebody on talking about this, that's why the conversation about how can you stretch what you buy, what are you making for your family, what do you do when you buy, you know, go to the store and you get extra meat if you're a meat eater, and then you cook it and then you save it for other things like tacos the next day. I mean, in all seriousness, right? So I don't think this is a surprise, but is it the answer? And that's the question. It is tough, right? It's tough when you're not getting that relief. I mean, listen, patience is a virtue. And I say this all the time. Patience pays. But in this case, patience is not paying if you think about the beginning of the year. But some of this pain, and most of it, in fact, is because of what we saw happen with the pandemic, what we saw happen with the switch in the workforce. I mean, there's so many other things swirling around, honestly, at work here, but inflation is the key thing. Inflation is the key thing. All right, Hurricane Fiona is a Cat 4. So what does that mean? It means massively high winds. So it did gain that speed as we thought it would. It's supposed to sideswipe Bermuda later this week. That's probably the deadliest point it'll be. You know, it really crushed Puerto Rico. About 395,000 of Puerto Rico's power customers had power by 1 o'clock, and that's of 1.5 million, had power by 1 o'clock on Wednesday, so that's the good news, because they have a terrible grid there, and they're still trying to rebuild. So water is huge, you know, too much water, and then the utility outages, collapsed roads. I mean, it's bad, we know that. And remember, Puerto Rico, for those of you who have gone there and enjoyed the island, is a U.S. territory, not a state, but it is a U.S. territory. All right, let's stick with storms and the whiplash we get from storms. That's what I'm going to rename the show, the Whiplash Show. So I'm not trying to do this to you, but it's the conversation that we all have. That's what this show's about. So when we look at what's going on with Fiona, the next thing that we could be preparing for is this other storm that's developing into a tropical system and entering into the Gulf of Mexico. The models really aren't set yet to track because it's too far out. But we're already knowing that there's a 70% chance it could become a tropical depression within the next 48 hours. Then there's a 90% chance of developing in with the next 5 days. That's what we're looking at. So we'll see. This is the Caribbean, the eastern edge of it. And the storm, looking at what I looked at today, the American model shows the storm pretty big as a possibly major hurricane. It shows it making landfall in the panhandle of Florida by September 30th. Now, the European model, because of course there's not just one, the European model has it hitting the southern section of Florida a day earlier, but as a much smaller, more, you know, an intense storm, but a much smaller storm. So if the storm system makes it into the Gulf, like these models are saying, it could be ripe for development, because we know what happens here. Listen, I'm swimming in the Gulf. I know a lot more about the Gulf than I ever have. The water's extremely warm. In fact, just the other day, I went running on the beach, and I know that you feel sorry for me, and I dipped my feet in the Gulf, and it was warm. So that's the thing. Because it's warm, the conditions are ripe for that development, and the atmosphere is very conducive for rapid development, which is, of course, what you don't want, because that's when you run into territory. We are a week past the peak of hurricane season, but it's like all of a sudden the giants have woken up. We don't know at this point, so no reason to spread panic, just concern. How about this story? I got to end on a positive note here before we head to the mailbag. Two people have claimed $34 billion in the Mega Millions lottery prize. Remember, that's been like 8 weeks ago, and it was at a Speedway store just outside of Chicago. It's like a 20-mile drive, give or take, to downtown Chicago. That jackpot was the third largest in lottery history. Now, I hope they're good at keeping secrets, because they've opted for the lump sum. That means all the taxes, all that, would be taken out of $780.5 million. That is staggering, my friends. Staggering. But they've decided they want to be anonymous. And can you blame them? And I guess the reason that they haven't come forward yet is because they were getting all their financial, legal, everything in a row, I think, in trying to really protect their identity. So bravo for them that they get to do that. All right, your thoughts on all kinds of things, that's coming up next in the mailbag.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, America? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, let's stick in the mail bag.
Thanks for joining us here in the mailbag. As I'm fond of saying, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. You can talk about anything. You know, we got a little bit of everything here, including what's going on with the New York Attorney General. This one from Jim, who's listening to us in Connecticut, and he says, Kate, what is the scoop on Trump and his kids? I just saw a little bit of a headline. I was running to grab a train, actually, so I didn't catch the whole thing. What's the story about this lawsuit? I guess I knew there was some sort of investigation, but I didn't realize there was this lawsuit going on. Yeah, thanks for that. I know you're talking about the crawls. The New York State Attorney General filed a lawsuit, not just against the former president, Donald Trump, but three of the kids, too, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, and Ivanka Trump, and the Trump Organization. Now, what is the lawsuit about? The lawsuit alleges that they were involved in an expansive fraud that lasted a decade that the former president used to make money, to enrich himself. It's a 200-page lawsuit. The Attorney General, Letitia James, says or alleges that the fraud really reached out to all aspects of the Trump businesses, including his properties and his golf courses. I looked at a little bit of the lawsuit from what I could glean, and what this lawsuit is saying or alleges is that the Trump Organization deceived lenders, insurers, tax authorities by inflating the value of the properties using appraisals that were misleading. So the former president lashed out against a lawsuit in a bunch of posts on this Truth Social post, where he posts saying that she's caused record numbers of people and companies to flee New York, and saying, I never thought it would, this case would be brought after it was filed. He says James has spent years deriding and filing wide-ranging lawsuits and all this other sort of stuff, and that she is a fraud who campaigned on a Get Trump platform despite the fact that the city is one of the crime and murder disasters of the world on her watch. So there were a bunch of responses. He responded, his attorney responded, and I mean, this is big, this lawsuit, so now this is another court wrangling that will be separate from what we're seeing with the special master and going through the papers, all of those papers, those documents, and I think actually the lawsuit, there could be more on the lawsuit faster than the special master, but who knows, the wheels of justice turn slowly. So anyway, that's what that's about. There was an investigation, but and the children were named, they were being looked into, and it's really the whole organization, and that's why, because they were, and they are, all part of the org. So stay tuned. Then I got this one from Mary, who says, Kate, I've wanted to email you for a long time. Sorry, I haven't. You know how that is. You get caught up in your daily humdrum life, or I'm not saying my life is humdrum, but the wheels that keep on turning. And did I hear you right the other day when you said home sales prices have dropped like 20% in August from a year ago? That's crazy because of how we just saw everything so inflated. I bet there's some people who wished they had sold their house sooner, but then you have the problem of where were you going to buy. Yeah, home sales declined for the seventh month in a row in August because higher mortgage rates. You know, this is what we just saw with the interest rates going up. So higher mortgage rates and sales of existing homes, single-family homes, townhomes, condos, co-ops, down like almost 20% from a year ago. And these are numbers, by the way, from the National Association of Realtors. So they say the weakest was in August, the weakest since May of 2020, which was kind of an anomaly because that was in the early days of the pandemic lockdown. So then you have to go back to November of 2015 if you take that anomaly out. So remember, home prices continued to climb during the month, but it was still the lowest year-over-year increase since 2020. I mean, look, the median home price is $389,500 in August, up 7.7% from a year ago, but down from the record high of $413,800 in June. So this is the most sensitive to the Fed's interest rate policy changes. That's what's being affected. We say it every single time. Inventory is tight. That's the key thing. So with sales dropping only modestly from July, the slowdown in the market might stabilize, but bets are off if mortgage rates go higher. So typically, homeowners who might have made a move, new job, another child, want to be in a different school, want to just a change of scenery, want to go someplace cool. That was part of the whole pandemic thing, want to be closer to family. A lot of people will stay put because they're not going to want to eat that money that they'd have to eat when you get an interest rate that's so much higher, because then you start to add on the thousands that you're going to pay. I mean, the best example, and I know I've given this example, and other people probably have given the same example because it's a round number and it's easy to figure it out. But let's say you got a house for $300,000 last year. The interest rate was 3%. The monthly payment would have been $1,265. So if you wanted to keep the same payment, you'd have to look at a home price 30% lower, 30% lower. So, wow, what a big difference. There's some people that just got in the groove at the right time, whether they were selling, buying, or doing both. And, you know, it's a tricky business with everything, I think, related to buying homes is tricky anyway. How about this one from Max? Kate, wow. Falling gasoline prices were pretty exciting to watch, but I think they're going to stabilize. What do you think? I don't see that we're going to go back to maybe where we were a year, maybe even a year and a half ago. Yeah, I think the party's over when it comes to that. I mean, 3 months of down, down, down. I filled up the other day, and thank goodness it was less than when it was high, and $25 more, because, you know, I always say I'm not going to go on fumes, but half the time I'm skating into the, I'm drifting, I shouldn't say skating, drifting into the pump, going right up to the pump. I know I have more gas. And so I'm really on empty, filling all the way up. And it's definitely lower. But we've had almost 100 days of falling pump prices. It's the second longest streak going back to 2005, which is pretty interesting, isn't it? But the last time the national average price for gasoline rose, you know, was a while ago. So this isn't going to keep up. It's definitely, the plunge was driven by a couple of things. A stronger supply, weaker demand because we were balking at the high prices, the unprecedented release of emergency oil, which everybody was begging for, and that happened. But, you know, it's going to change. And hopefully it's not going to shoot back up like we're on some crazy roller coaster, because we certainly don't want to see that happen. They'll probably stay around the same levels, at least in the immediate future. But look, refining capacity is still limited. And OPEC and other oil-producing nations, they agreed to cut production. So that does put some pressure on prices. But I'm not predicting anything negative here, because that's exactly what I don't want to see. And it's exactly what you don't want to see. All right, let's try squeezing somebody else here. All right, how about this? This one is from Dan, who says, Kate, I heard about the Mega Millions people. I was listening to the radio and I heard the story about the one ticket and the fact that they get to remain anonymous, which, wow, that's pretty sweet for them, because it's been weeks and weeks and weeks. But I guess they were meeting with a bunch of different people to stay anonymous and to have their ducks in a row, so to speak. I mean, what would you do with $780 million? You know what? I really can't imagine. I can't imagine that you go into a store, you plunk down a couple of bucks, you get a, you know, you're just taking a wild stab at a huge lottery, and then you win it. And now you got to collect yourself. I just have to think for a little bit of time, you're going to just be going through that shock process in all seriousness, and then you got to figure it out. How do you stay anonymous? I mean, who do you tell? Do you not tell anyone? Do you just pinky swear that it's only going to be the two of you that know? You know how easy secrets get out, and how insane it would be if everyone in your world, I'm just saying fringe people, because of course, hopefully they want to help people and they'll do some good things with the money. They certainly have enough money that they could travel around the world, but I just think that you would just be avalanched by so many people and you'd have to change your identity or go into witness protection. I mean, seriously, you'd have to do something a little bit different. All right, thanks for all the emails. Remember, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Second wind calling all of forces in. I'm in need of a second wind. A second wind down here.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is condemning Russia's nuclear threat against Europe.
This world should see these outrageous acts for what they are. Putin claims he had to act because Russia was threatened. But no one threatened Russia. and no one other than Russia sought conflict.
This was during his first UN address since the beginning of the conflict. North Carolina authorities are still on the hunt for a 17-year-old suspect facing charges in a double murder of Devin Clark, who was 18, and Lyric Woods, who was 14, over the weekend.
And I heard about close to 10 shots going off, fucking automatic.
David White, who lives just feet away from where the victims were found dead. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Sergeant Travis Mills. He's a veteran, married father of two, and one of only 5 quadruple amputees to survive the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and who recently celebrated his 9th Alive Day on April 10th. While serving his 3rd tour in Afghanistan back in 2012, he was seriously injured in an IED explosion that cost Travis his arms and legs, but of course, he has this incredible spirit I keep hearing about, and he's a wonderful speaker, and some people I know Travis. And first of all, Travis, thanks so much for your service, and thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much. I do appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
So take us back to that day and then how you moved forward.
Yeah, well, I just had an unfortunate day at work, case of the Mondays, but I was on my 3rd deployment to Afghanistan, and we went out like normal. I was a weapons squad leader, and I set my backpack on the ground after it was marked clear. And unfortunately, underneath the backpack was a bomb. It was one of 13 in a row, actually. And, the bomb went off. And at the aftermath of the bomb going off, my right hand and right leg were gone. My left hand was still there, but that was about it. And then they worked on me, my medics and platoon sergeant and stuff. I got tourniquets on me, and I thought I wasn't going to make it, so I was just staying calm and telling them that whatever happened was fine. And then they got me on a helicopter within 10 minutes of that and got me to the hospital, and the doctors and nurses worked on me for 14 hours. And there was 9 doctors and 7 nurses that worked on me, and they kept, pumping air in my lungs and giving me more blood transfusions, and truly a miracle that I'm still here, and I'm so grateful for that. And I'm kind of breezing through this, not meaning to like sound so nonchalant, like, oh, you know, it's blown up, whatever. But yeah, it happened 9 years ago to me, and I became one of the five surviving quadruple, you know, amputees. And, you know, the funny thing is, two guys got arm transplants already, so I'm not sure if they still considered quadruple amputees, so maybe I'm even more elite in my club of only three of us.
Wow. I love your attitude. Like you said, I'm not trying to be nonchalant, but hey, 9 years ago. So if we fast forward to now, you know, after all those surgeries, what's life like?
That's pretty normal, which might sound silly, but I run and operate a very large nonprofit for combat veterans and service-connected injured veterans and their families. Show them how to do things adaptively. We have a post-traumatic stress program as well as the Travis Mills Foundation. And it's a retreat we set up, and we put a lot of time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears. And now we're bringing in eight families per week, show them they can do anything they want to do, whether they are amputated, paralyzations, you know, spinal cord injuries. And then we also, like I said, have a post-traumatic stress program, which is called post-traumatic growth. You know, it's really awesome that we're able to do that. And I just have a lot of support from people, you know, throughout the nation and even the world to make sure that I get the donations we need to run this place at no cost to the families. And I also, I'm an entrepreneur at heart, so I own a lodge and a marina where it's a for-profit business and an insurance company I'm a part owner in, as well as do motivational speaking all across the nation. So it's a lot of fun for me, and, you know, I'm not trying to brag, but I have, you know, spoken Mexico and Jamaica and other countries. So I'm kind of an international speaker, you know, no big deal. But it's just a lot of fun. And I have my wife, Kelsey, and my two children. I have a 9-year-old that thinks she's 14 or 15, I guess, but her name's Chloe, and my son is three going on four next month.
Wow. So you have a very, very full life. What's it like for you, especially in inspiring with your nonprofit? What's it like inspiring other veterans? I mean, that has to be empowering for you, too, but also that feeling of giving back.
Well, I think it's twofold, right? Like, there's first, I was in the service. I wanted to serve my country, and this is a way for me to serve, this way for me to give back and show people, like, you can still do good things no matter what your situation is. And then there's also, I was given that same inspiration by a guy named Todd Nicely. He flew in, when he found out I was injured, he flew into Walter Reed Hospital, and he met me at my bedside, you know, like, hey, man, you're going to be fine. You're going to walk, drive, feed yourself. He was the second ever quadruple amputee, and he kind of, like, painted that roadmap for me. So I made it a point to meet everybody in their rooms when I was at Walter Reed as I was recovering to go say, hey, look, you're not a bad person. You know, nothing you did in life caused this. This just happens, and now it's time to get over that and get past it, and let's get better. And I really enjoy, you know, giving the same message of hope that I got from Todd.
And when you know, as you said, you're an international speaker, you've spoken all over the place. What's that like for you, the speaking part of your life?
Well, it's a lot of fun. You know, I have like a Wells Fargo or a Microsoft or, you know, Amerisource and USAA. Like, I have, you know, these bigger corporate offices that bring me into their company events. And I get to travel and see a lot of cool places. And, of course, when I talk to my wife back home with the kids running around like crazy, it's always like, well, I'm in a hotel room eating Arby's, you know. And the truth is I love Arby's, so that's not a knock on Arby's. But if she found out the steakhouses I was going to and the places I went and everything like that, she might be a little bit bitter. But, no, it's a lot of fun. And my father-in-law actually travels all over with me, and we have a good time. And, you know, I make it a point, because I'm not too big for my britches, if you will. I stay in the room. I'm the last one usually in there. So if I got to meet, you know, 1,500, 2,000 people, I do that. I shake hands. I take pictures. I sign copies of my book. Usually the company buy, you know, my book for everybody. It's called Tough As They Come. Not to promote myself. Sorry if that sounds like I'm, you know, too addy. But it's a lot of fun. I get to go to Minnesota next week, actually, and do a press. No. Yeah, next week. Sorry. I thought it was this week. Next week I'm going to Minnesota, and I think October, I'm on the road about 24 of the 31 days.
Wow. Wow. And in your message, what's the main core part of your message? Obviously, I think I said it too, that, you know, determination, overcoming whatever's happening in your world. But what is the gist of it, do you think, from what you learned and what you've seen and while you're out there?
Yeah, I tell them, don't step on bombs. You know, that's rule number one, because they'll change you. But, no, it's all based on resiliency. You know, I get to cover motivation, how that plays a part in recovery. Talk about you know, long-term and short-term goals just in life in general. I explain my healthcare technology, you know, my prosthetic arms and legs that I use, and that let them know about, you know, it's all about perspective. And the guys that make it back home, that I keep going forward, you know, because I'm allowed to and have the ability. And then also just, you know, reiterate the slogan of never give up, never quit, because, you know, there's days that are darker than others in the recovery process, and you got to get past those, because, you know, you really come to a choice in life where you either do it or you don't do it, and it's up to you. And fortunately, I chose to get better, but I cannot, for some reason, find out how to not eat, like, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. I mean, my waistline keeps growing, and I don't want it to. And I know, like, it's not like science anymore. Like, well, I wonder why I'm getting bigger. I know what it is. I'm, you know, but I just love Philly cheesesteaks with pepper jack cheese, bacon, and jalapenos. You know, if you just in case we ever go out to dinner sometime, and you and me and my wife and everybody's out there having a great time, I'm going to order a Philly cheesesteak, and I'm not going to feel bad about it until the next morning when I say I lost more weight.
Well, you should never feel bad about it. I'm from the Philly, South Jersey area, so that was a staple in my family, and I can take you forever in the same place. I can take you to some of the best places to get a real, authentic Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, I am in. As long as, but, you know, I like pepper. You know, let's not get in the weeds of that. There's more important stuff I probably want to talk about than me telling you that cheese was not my first go-to. And don't judge me on it. But no, I mean, it's a weird thing that happened to me. It's very unlikely to happen to a lot of people. Like, I know that from just statistics, but I could either dwell on the past or I could just reminisce the past and push forward. And I've been fortunate to have wonderful support from, you know, my family, my wife, my parents, my in-laws, my daughter, my son, as well as my friends. And, you know, we just keep pushing. We keep pushing and doing a lot of cool things. And if anybody gets bored and wants to check out, you know, just TravisMills.org or my Instagram and Facebook, you know, at SSG. I started TikTok. How cool am I?
Oh, TikTok. Yeah. Wow, I got to see that.
I did a video of me getting, you know, fireworks blowing me up and arms, legs, like a yard sale all over the lawn. Yeah, pretty good reviews so far.
So you are funny. So in celebrating an Alive Day, that's a big day, and I mentioned that at the top. What's that like for you?
You know, I'm different. Like, I call my buddy Scott Mallory because it's his birthday, and I say happy birthday. And then I figure because I got blown up the 10th, but April 14th is actually my birthday, and that's when they woke me up from medical sedation. I don't really make a big hoopla about it. You know, at first it was like, I'm not going to talk about it. And then it was like, I just want to tell everybody, thank you. Thanks for not giving up on me. Thanks for being a part of my recovery or part of my life now. And that's about it. You know, I don't dwell on it. I don't really sit there and worry about it. I mean, I got too many things to worry about. You know, my son is 4 and he loves it, or about to be 4, and he likes to, you know, wrestle me and stuff. So I got to make sure he always knows that I'm tougher. You know, I got way bigger fish to fry.
I can completely understand that. So if people are listening, you already mentioned the website, but let's say it again, the nonprofit, it's just all roads lead there, right, to your website?
Yep, absolutely. But TravisMillsFoundation.org for all that. And, you know, we have a good time, and we're helping a lot of families, and that's what it's all about. And we have a big build coming up. You know, it's like a $6 million build, but it helps us run programming, you know, in the winter months here in Maine. And that way we can do more, give more, and you know, help these families really understand, hey, life goes on. Let's keep going. Don't live life on the sidelines.
Yeah. Travis Mills, thanks again for all you do to inspire people out there and veterans and everybody that you come across. Again, I've heard wonderful things about you. I can't wait to meet you, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Absolutely. Take care. Thanks for your time.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Marvin Blake joins us. His book is called Precious in His Sight. We had a great off-air conversation, so it's wonderful to get him on the air. Marvin, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Kate. Great to talk to you.
Let's talk about the book and what led you to writing the book. What made you decide you were going to pull it together, the novel?
Well, I wrote the book because I started writing about the history of the United States during the mid-1800s. I wrote two previous novels, and those novels were historical fiction, and they covered the antebellum period about 20 years before the Civil War, up through the Civil War. Then I wrote a sequel to that, and that went up to the period of Reconstruction, 1867 or so, the start of Reconstruction. And Precious is the third book in what I call my trilogy, and it picks up where the other novels left off, carrying some of the characters from each of the previous novels. And what I wanted to do in Precious was to speak to something that I really haven't found to be addressed by many other historical fiction, at least, writers. And that's the period after the Civil War when the United States government was actively attempting to deal with two very serious problems which they were facing at the time. And that was the freed slaves, 4 million people who were kept illiterate for all of their lives, and they needed to be assimilated into the American culture. In other words, they had to learn to not only read and write, but they had to learn how to handle money, how to go into contracts, how to be a citizen. So that was a very, from a government point of view, was a daunting task. And something that has been almost completely ignored, and if I'm overstating this, I apologize for this, but as far as my research was concerned, the Plains Indians, not only was the Civil War, the war between the Confederacy and the Union, resolved, but also a war that was resolved in the same time period was the Indian Wars, basically the wars which involved the United States Army and the Plains Indians. And with the Southern Plains Indians, led by the Comanche, the Apache, Arapahoes, being taken from their homeland and placed on Indian reservations, the U.S. government policies that were instituted to help assimilate that population and what it did to their culture and what it did in terms of broadening the concept of the United States citizenship. By the way, Native Americans, let's use that term, were actually not given total citizenship until early in the 20th century. But nonetheless, the efforts that were put in place, I found in my research that they sort of coalesced, and I'm referring to the efforts to assimilate the Plains Indians as well as the freed slaves were very similar in terms of how they came together, not only as unique government policies. The government policy for the assimilation of the Plains Indians was called the Grant Peace Policy, after President Ulysses S. Grant. And the assimilation of the freed slaves was government policy, which was launched during the latter part of the Civil War as more and more escaped slaves came into the Union lines. They were regarded as contraband, and they actually set up little towns associated with Union Army camps. And literacy is the key to the whole thing. So that's what I wanted to bring together and to show how the Plains Indians, how the free slaves were affected in this period of time, which goes up to 1887. So that's a quick snapshot.
And, you know, a great snapshot, because you're talking about up to 1887 and 1864 and what great research you did. Tell us a little bit about the characters, because this is a novel, so you told it that way to pull us in. You have a great character who lends a hand and gets fired, Eleanor Leary, who is a young Irish immigrant educator. And then you have even a Rebecca Billing, who's one of the two white children that she taught before the war. And then you've got a myriad of other really intriguing characters in the book. Was it fun to write the characters?
Yes, it was. I'm glad you brought that up, because when I wrote the first book, Why, I actually had no intention of writing three books in the same vein, so to speak. But the characters in Why, many of the characters in Why, well, I won't say many, I say some of the characters in Why, filtered off into the next book, which was, the title of the next book is E Pluribus Unum, which is Latin, which translates to from many one, which is actually the United States motto. You'll see that on the flag behind the president or high government officials when they come on TV. But in any event, the main characters in the first book, Why, were these two sisters who were born 3 days apart on a slave plantation. One was white and one was black. The white girl, of course, was the daughter, the legitimate daughter of the owner of the plantation, the massa, so to speak. I have that. I'm doing air quotes when I say massa. And the black girl was also fathered by the massa, but the mother of the black girl was one of his slaves. the key characters and why. Now, in the next book, E Pluribus Unum, many of the characters from Y, again, I'll modify that. I'll say some of the characters from Y carried over into E Pluribus Unum. And the characters in E Pluribus Unum, by the way, the main character in E Pluribus Unum was a very minor character in Y. But I picked up from there, and there were other characters that carried over. Because, quite frankly, Kate, I really was convinced or persuaded, is a better word than convinced, persuaded to write the sequel to Y, E Pluribus Unum, when I went to book signings and I went to book clubs to talk about and to promote Y. And invariably, people would ask me, what happened to this character? What happened to Rebecca? What happened to Mandy? Et cetera. So, you know, so that was the impetus to get me to write the sequel to Y. And as I said, the main characters, as you stated, Rebecca, and well, I don't think you mentioned Mandy, but Rebecca and Mandy appeared in E Pluribus Unum, but they were not the main characters. Same thing happened as far as Precious is concerned, the book we're discussing now. I got the same sort of feedback about questions about what happened to this character, that character. And that, along with my now determination to really look into what happened in the years that were least publicized, as far as I could see, written in either the historical factual or in the historical fiction, which is my genre. I decided to write the end of the trilogy, and the main character, which you did mention, and as you were mentioning why, the main character in Precious is a person who was in Y, did not appear at all except in memories in E Pluribus Unum, but is the main character in Precious, and that's Eleanor Leary, the school teacher.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to tell everyone everything about the book, but it's so interesting, absolutely. And you can get Precious in His Sight and all the books, Marvin Blake's books, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Marvin, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about my babies. And again, I will say in closing, I'm going to quote my wife, who unfortunately passed. But she would say, after I wrote Y, when we would go out to dinner or with our friends, and they would ask about the book, Linda would look at them and she said, please don't start talking about that book. You'll just keep talking and talking.
I love it.
In any event, that's what I was trying to do, and I hope that the readers of the books, they'll get what I've really been trying to do with this whole series. I've been actually trying to educate from the point of view from people who really didn't have much of a voice.
Right, okay? Right. And you gave them the voice. You gave them the voice. Hey, Marvin, we got to go because we're going to run out of airtime, but thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.